Banfei, written by Le Moi, read by Moine Raccoon.
Cantorina as Marc-André Fleury.
Sophie as Mario Lemieux.
Chris knew what he was doing the minute he walked in the door. Actually, he knew months before that, but that wasn't the point. It was November 28th, and he was prepared for the moment he waited over 3 years for. He could have planned it better, yes, but he was past the point of thinking things through. Chris took his long strides through the locker room and got a couple glances up that were quickly dropped. He didn't care. It wasn't about them. But when Flower looked up, that was different. Chris kept his pace, dropping his bag by his stall as he walked right up to Mark and looked him in the eyes before kissing him. Right there, in the Penguins' locker room, in front of all their teammates. And Mark kissed back, at least, until he realized he was kissing back. Then he softly broke it up and stared down at Chris.
De kisser?
Mark asked. Bonne fête, Chris answered softly, so hopefully only Mark would hear. He could feel the eyes of everyone in the room on them, and his cheeks started to burn up as the realization set in that maybe Mark didn't feel the same. But then Mark moved in and kissed him again, lifting Chris off his feet and setting him down with a laugh.
Qu'est-ce qui t'a pris d'attendre si longtemps?
Mark asked. Chris just shrugged. He didn't know why it took him so long.
You guys fucking? Because, ew.
Cook scrunched up his face.
Fuck you, Cookie. T'es jealous I got the sexiest hair de la ligue?
Mark joked, grabbing Chris and shaking him again.
Faites attention à votre dos!
Dupuis suggested.
Je suis pas contre une petite sautée de fête, mais vous devez rester en état de jouer, capiche?
Oh, that's an image.
Jordan cringed.
Into hot goalie sex, hey, Jordy?
Mark asked.
Maybe we'll let you watch sometime, but not for my birthday, okay?
Fuck off.
Jordan rolled his eyes.
I would pay C.
Gino joined in. His face was completely neutral, and nobody had a clue if he was joking. He was, though, for a minute later. He threw his gloves at the lovers to shoot them. After that, they had practice, and it was impossible for Chris to pay attention. It was Mark's birthday. They'd just kissed for the first time, and he was pretty sure there would be some kind of sex later. Hockey was, for the first time in his life, the last thing on his mind. Once practice was over, Chris raced to the showers and was the first one out and dressed, ready for the next part of his day. Then Mario appeared in the doorway, looking serious.
Chris, may I speak to you for a minute?
Mario asked. Chris was in no position to refuse, so he went with him.
Thank you. Sid, can you send in Flower when he gets out?
Mario added. Crosby nodded. Chris gulped. Fuck.
Assieds-toi, s'il te plaît.
Mario offered as they entered his office. Chris took his seat, biting his lip, knowing he was about to get yelled at.
Sais-tu pourquoi je veux vous parler?
Parce que j'ai Frenchy Mark? Chris asked. He didn't leave time for Mario to answer before he continued.
Je suis gay, monsieur. Mark puis moi, on n'est pas en couple, mais j'aimerais bien qu'on le devienne.
Chris, je ne suis pas Dan ni Ray. Personnellement, vous pouvez aimer qui vous voulez, mais j'ai l'impression qu'il faut que je fasse un rappel de quelques règles d'étiquette concernant ce genre de situation.
Étiquette? Chris repeated.
Ce n'est probablement pas une bonne idée de juste entrer dans le vestiaire et de s'embrasser. Je vous dis pas de vous cacher, mais à moins que vous souhaitiez vous outer, peut-être garder ça pour en dehors de la patinoire, ouais?
Est-ce que je suis dans le trouble? Chris asked.
Non.
Mario answered, simply.
Est-ce que je peux dater Mark? Chris asked.
Yeah, y peux-tu?
Mark's voice came in from behind Chris. Chris could feel his face turning red. But Mario just nodded.
J'ai aucun problème avec ça. Souvenez-vous simplement que vous êtes des pingouins. Et que, à moins que vous soyez préparé à répondre à pourquoi vous vous embrassez, gardez ça loin des aires communes autant que possible.
Mario smiled.
Neat. On peut y aller, là.
Mark answered. Mark, Chris groaned. He was being rude to Mario le mieux. That is not okay.
Oui, vous pouvez partir. On se voit demain sur la glace.
Mario dismissed him.
Peu importe depuis quand j'ai fini l'école, je termine toujours au bureau du directeur.
Mark joked. Sorry, Chris apologized. It was his fault, after all.
Pas besoin. On vient d'avoir permission de baiser. Ou tu sais, kiss and stuff.
I guess que j'aurais dû attendre un moment moins public, Chris suggested.
Chris, stop. Je m'en fous si l'équipe le sait. Ça veut juste dire qu'on n'a pas besoin de le cacher, you know?
Mark explained. So, est-ce qu'on date maintenant? Mark just laughed and shook his head.
Oui, du con. Maintenant, paie-moi mon lunch.
Tu fais plus d'argent que moi. Chris sighed.
Fine, achète-moi un biscuit.
Ugh, Chris groaned. Je vais tailler, n'est-ce pas?
Aie-moi d'amour, mon beau.
Mark teased. Chris knew he was right, though. They always annoyed each other. Why would that stop? Because they're dating. Bonne fête, freak. Chris added as they got into his car. The end. Thanks for listening.